Warmer temperatures will be occurring in the northern plains as we move forward through the next several days, and what's left of the snow is likely to disappear. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the 40s and 50s across a fair amount of the region. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to be very similar, but then we get warmer on Thursday with 50s more common and a few temperatures over 60 degrees expected. The warm-up will be a little bit slower than what was advertised yesterday, but we will get into more 60 degree readings as we get into Saturday. Maybe even temperatures near 70 will be possible briefly. There will be a new low pressure center, though, that will form in the central plains as we get into this weekend, and it's likely to have an influence on our region. What will end up happening is we'll have increased cloud cover and precipitation evolving across portions of South Dakota in particular, but some neighboring areas in Minnesota and also in Montana will also be impacted. There will be some windy conditions, but I think the highest wind speeds are going to be in the central plains rather than in our part of the world. But we will be seeing some windy conditions occurring briefly as we go from Friday into Saturday. The low pressure center that I speak of will likely evolve in Colorado and work its way into Nebraska as we go from Saturday, or actually Friday night into Saturday. And then on Sunday, it is expected to begin moving eastward. And we will be in a position to experience some rain across portions of South Dakota, maybe even some thunderstorm activity. That will occur mostly Saturday. And as we get into Saturday night and Sunday, there might be just enough cooler air to bring back some snow across parts of South Dakota while rain spreads through portions of southern Minnesota. In fact, southern Minnesota's precipitation may be a rain and snow mix as well. The storm center will head into the Midwest as we finish out the weekend and go into early next week. In the meantime, we are not expecting to see significant precipitation occur in North Dakota, and the same is true for neighboring areas in eastern Montana and northern Minnesota, as well as the eastern half of Canada's prairies. These areas will all be dry or mostly dry throughout the forecast period, and precipitation in northern parts of South Dakota may be somewhat limited. In the meantime, in those southern areas of the region, we may see a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture coming out of this system coming up this weekend, with maybe one or two spots getting an inch or so. Our nighttime temperatures are going to be mostly 20s and 30s throughout the forecast period. I don't think you'll see anything colder than that, and those 30s will be somewhat limited in number until we get out towards Friday and on into the weekend. The weekend will certainly be warmest as we deal with a lot of cloud cover at night and some precipitation to the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.